The Case of Jenny Brice by Mary Roberts Rinehart. 1. We have just had another flood. Bad enough, but only a foot or two of water on the first floor. Yesterday we got the mud shoveled out of the cellar and found Peter, the spaniel Mr. Ladley left when he went away. The flood, and the fact that it was Mr. Ladley's dog whose body was found half buried in the basement fruit closet, brought back to me the strange events of the other flood 5 years ago, when the water reached more than halfway to the second story, and brought with it, to some, mystery and sudden death, and to me the worst case of shingles I have ever seen. My name is Pittman in this narrative. It is not really Pittman, but that does well enough. I belong to an old Pittsburgh family. I was born on Penn Avenue, when that was the best part of town, and I lived until I was 15 very close to what is now the Pittsburgh Club. It was a dwelling then. I have forgotten who lived there. I was a girl in 77 during the railroad riots, and I recall our driving in the family carriage over to one of the Allegheny Hills and seeing the yards burning and the sound of shooting from across the river. It was the next year that I ran away from school to marry Mr. Pittman, and I have not known my family since. We were never reconciled, although I came back to Pittsburgh after 20 years of wandering. Mr. Pittman was dead. The old city called me, and I came. I had $100 or so, and I took a house in Lower Allegheny, where, because they are partly inundated every spring, rents are cheap, and I kept boarders. My house was always orderly and clean, and although the neighborhood had a bad name...